Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, no, television? Yes or no? Anybody? No. Nobody? Okay. And are you 21 or are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or 50-50?
Oh, no, I'm voting.
Definitely?
Primary here in Maryland.
Understood.
Definitely, sir.
Okay, thank
definitely.
You, sir. And are you a Hispanic or Latino Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And just to make sure we...
You want to hear that part? African-American.
African-American. Okay, thank you, sir. That was the next question. Just to make sure we reach everybody. Sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
64.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, moving right along, and I'm going to reach you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on for each. I want you to rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important for you, a 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all to you, okay? You can use any number between 0 to 10, depends how you feel. How about making college more affordable from 0 to 10, one number?
More important to me. Is that 10?
Yeah, what's the most important issue from 0 to 10? Making college more affordable. Is that issue important to you?
Yes.
For president and Congress to be... Okay, what number, sir? Number 10?
Number
okay.
10. I said 10.
Now, improving K to 12 education. What number?
Improving K to 12 education?
Yes.
Improving it?
Improving it, right.
That's important, too. 1 through 10, that's 10.
Okay. And reducing substance abuse in our communities. How important for 0 to 10?
That's 10.
Okay. And lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. One number?
Healthcare and prescription drugs.
Okay. Sir, I'm not thinking
that's
of...
10.
That's number 10. 10. Yes, I got it, sir. Thank you, sir. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, sir, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people? Getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's still worse.
It's getting worse, okay.
Getting worse.
And, understood. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Are you told it? Say that again, sir, because I'm losing you a little bit there. So what,
yes.
Say that sentence, that whole sentence again.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white community?
What outcomes? Okay, you're breaking up when you say, well, it says, outcomes. What do you mean by outcomes? What are you saying before the word outcomes?
The health outcomes in general in the African-American community.
Health, H-E-L-T-H?
Yes, sir.
Like a person's health?
Yes, sir.
It's about the same. There ain't no difference.
Thank you. Which of the following, understood. Sir, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. Opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, marijuana and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, alcohol, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. If you can select two.
All of it. What do you mean just pick two? It's all of it. What do you mean pick two? All of it.
Understood, sir.
All that stuff. Fentanyl. I mean, what do you mean pick two? It should be pick six.
Yeah, understand. Understood,
all
sir.
All of them. Just put, they should say, they should put on there all. That's what should have been the option. Not one or two. It should be all of that.
Other, yeah,
smoking,
I know they're making
drinking, fentanyl, all that. All.
Okay. Now, sir, I want to ask your opinion. Yes, sir. Sir, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Now, tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, sir, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, that's fine.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
I agree with it.
Okay.
Strongly agree. You're saying reduce?
Right, they help. Now, I'd like to ask you, sir, to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, can you please tell me, are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with this product? How about e-cigarettes or vapes? Are you very, somewhat, or not familiar at all with that?
Very familiar. We know what it's about.
Oral nicotine pouches? Very, somewhat, or a little, or not at all?
Nicotine pouches, you said?
Yeah, oral nicotine pouches.
Yeah, patches. You're saying patches, not pouches. Patches, right?
No,
nicotine
pouches.
Patches.
No, not the pouches. Yeah, the oral nicotine pouches, right.
What the hell is a nicotine pouch? I ain't never heard of a nicotine pouch.
The patch that you put on your arm?
Patches.
Okay.
That's a patch.
So are you very familiar
with
that? Somewhat familiar?
Yeah, I worked for a cigarette company, sir, for 10 years. I worked for a cigarette company.
Understood.
I know what patches are and all that.
How about a heat not
for 10 years.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, how about heat not burn tobacco products? How familiar are you with that? Very, somewhat, or not at all?
I don't know what the hell you meant just now by that.
Okay, we can move right along, sir.
No, say it again. Say it again.
Yes, sir, of course. Is heat not burn tobacco products? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all? Okay.
Not familiar with no burnt product. I don't even know what you mean by that.
Understood. Now, okay. Sir, I'd like to give you some additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates are going down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. And many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of a smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Cost of smoking has gone up? More government restrictions and bans? Or more education and anti-tobacco advertising? What do you think is the primary reason?
Okay. Say that again. You're saying, you're breaking up, sir. I don't know where you are, but you're breaking up. Now, say that's the reduction of what? Of cigarettes?
No, the education that they have. Yes, sir. Let me read it again, okay? As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. And smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market? Cost of smoking has gone up, or more government restrictions and bans, or more education and anti-tobacco advertising? What do you think is the reason?
It should be both. It's probably the introduction of those e-cigarettes or whatever the devil they are.
The introduction? You know, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And I appreciate your patience. Moving right along. No, sir, I'm going to reach you at 2:30. We're almost done, sir. I appreciate your patience. I'm going to reach you two statements that some people have made about cigarette smoking. Can you please tell me, sir, which you agree with more? First statement, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Now, smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Now, the second statement. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily life. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Now, which statements do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
Probably the second one, since you said it's unsafe
okay.
or whatever.
I strongly agree with that or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you, sir. Now, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less? What do you think?
Oh, somewhat harmful, yeah. It's somewhat harmful. Harmful, yeah.
Harmful.
Okay?
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. And now I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of a smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Can you please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't agree at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. We know that cigarettes... we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. From 0 to 10. What number?
You got to finish again, but y'all need to email me this so I can kick it off. That's a lot of wording.
Yeah, but 0 means you do not agree with at all with that statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree, and 10 it means
okay,
you strongly agree.
Okay, say it again, sir.
Yeah, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer. But nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. From 0 to 10, what number?
Seven.
Okay, and
seven.
The FDA... Yes, sir. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. Now, how much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
Between life and death? What's the life and death part? Say a sentence again about the life and death.
Yeah. That there is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. From 0 to 10.
Okay. 10.
Okay. And the last one. Many people who smoke today came from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we cannot just pretend this is not happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. So 0 to 10, what number?
Uh-huh. 10.
Okay, thank you, sir. And to finish this up, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you once again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, that's the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, but you don't have to ask me all the rest of them because I'm keeping my answers the same.
Okay. No, that's okay, sir. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes? Yes or no?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No. N-O. No cigarettes, no liquor, no drugs, nothing. Zero.
That's excellent. Okay. Just for the sake of our research so we can finish, let me continue reading. Oral nicotine pouches? Yes or no?
I thought you were done.
No, this is the last one. Oral nicotine in pouches, have you used that in the last 30 days? Yes or no?
No, no.
Cigars? Okay.
E-cigarettes
or vapes?
I said no. You're still asking questions. These are different questions after you said you were ended.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't
very healthy.
Anything.
Right, and that's excellent, sir.
I don't get nothing in my body that I wasn't born with. I'm not putting nothing in my body, so that's no.
That's very smart.
Zero.
That's very smart, sir.
Yeah.
Now, the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only. Sir, what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
College graduate, yes.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner? Single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you, sir. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living with you?
No, my kids are older. But
that's excellent. And which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Lower middle class.
Thank you, sir. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Oh, it's urban.
Urban, okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
No.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat? A strong or not so strong?
No. Not so strong anymore.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir.
Biden has too many people in this country. To hell with him.
Understood. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me conclude our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you, sir, very much.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Thank you.